Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. For the next few shows, I'm going to be focusing on some original installations in cinemas in the UK and USA. This week, I'm visiting the long-gone and lamented Gaumont Manchester, and in particular, of course, its Wurlitzer. Len Rawl, with his 1974 recording of Lionel Monckton's Soldiers in the Park, restates from an 1898 show. The Gaumont in Manchester was built by the Bernsteins of Granada Theatre's fame, and so the Wurlitzer, designed by Harold Ramsay, was similar to that in their flagship, the Tooting Granada. But shortly before it opened on 21st of October 1935, the premises were taken over by Gaumont, leaving Granada firmly in the southern half of England. Thank you. Ernest Broadbent and Amour, recorded in 1973 during his all-too-short residency in the Tower Ballroom Blackpool. In fact, the album from which that came was called Sounds Like Blackpool, a very misleading title in view of the quite different sound of the two Wurlitzers. The theatre was officially opened by Jesse Matthews and Sonny Hale, and the Wurlitzer by Stanley Tudor, who stayed as the resident organist until 1953, with a break for military service during the war. Stanley slowed down the tremulence on the organ to produce a sound quite different from its tooting twin, and in contrast to the norms of the time. No recordings of Stanley's early years at the Gaumont survive, but we are fortunate to have such tracks as this Swing Time selection, from which the recording date is unknown. Stanley Tudor's Swing Time selections featuring the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer. Tudor returned to the Gaumont for a couple of years at the end of the 1950s, but it appears that there were no more full-time resident artists in the theatre. Luckily, the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, or LTOT for short, invited various artists to record the organ before it was eventually purchased by the Trust in 1974. One such was William Davies, who recorded this 1933 novelty by Sherman Myers and Errol Reeves, Butterflies in the Rain. ¶¶ The crisp acoustics of the Goment Theatre and the brassy tones of the Wurlitzer well suited the rhythmic style of Noel Briggs, who became better known in the 1970s through broadcasts on The Organist Entertains. Again, the LTOT invited Noel to record there, and one of my favourite tracks from that session is A String of Pearls. A String of Pearls, composed by Eddie DeLange and Jerry Gray in 1942 and played there by Noel Briggs. Dorian Chadwick, until recently probably the last surviving organist from the instrument's heyday, had a long and fruitful association with the theatre organs in Manchester and broadcast frequently from both the Odeon and the Goment Wurlitzers. This is a track that I digitised from a cassette release, and it features the music of an all-too-forgotten light music composer, Vivian Ellis. Here's The Jolly Juggler. Thank you. Yet another release from the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, but this time marketed under the Acorn label on its Short Double Touch series, featured Reginald Liversidge, who opened the Jardine organ in the Savoy Cinema Bradford in 1927 and subsequently was resident at a number of theatres in the north of England. He was a founder life member of the LTOT and a patron of the Theatre Organ Club of Great Britain. This is a medley of The Desert Song, The Darktown Strutters Ball, Kiss the Girls Goodbye, and The Anniversary Song, played on the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
The Dixieland Standard South Rampart Street Parade, composed in 1938 with Brian Rodwell at the Goman Wurlitzer, closes out today's Hot Pipes. Unfortunately, there's no recording date associated with that track either, since record companies seem loath to publish such information. That track was reissued on a pipe organ presentation CD by Don Thompson in Southern California. In spite of being a very successful venue, specialising in long-run films such as South Pacific, the Goman closed just 2 weeks after the opening of the newly twinned Odeon just across the street. Apparently the competition from these two auditoriums were just too much, and the Goman was eventually demolished. An ugly parking garage now sits on that land. What a loss. Next week, I'll be taking Hot Pipes over the pond to feature a long-lost venue in the USA. Until then, this is Steve Ashley, signing off. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.